Welcome to the Founderholic Podcast. My name is Chris Valier, and I'm super excited to have you join me on this episode. And this is one of those episodes where it feels like I'm providing you with a cheat sheet. You know, I'm giving you the answers before the test, so you can go into the test and you can just ace it and walk out with your head up high and just bouncing your chest up. That's how I feel, because we're going to be talking about 11 things I wish I knew before I started any of my companies. I had to go through some really struggling times and moments where things were really bad in some of these companies I've started, but I've learned from those mistakes and I've learned how to do things better. But if I had received advice from mentors and people out there before I did some of these things, it would have changed the trajectory. But I'm happy and I'm proud of how everything's turned out. But there are lessons that I feel I wish I had someone who could just have shared those with me. It would have made life just a little bit better in a significant way. So I'll be sharing that with you today. Let's jump into the very first one. And that is about raising funds. When you're starting a company, people say, should we bootstrap? Should we raise? What should I do? Now, raising and bootstrapping are both fine. But if you're going to raise, how much should you raise and what should you do? Now, the way I respond to that is, and this is point number one, you want to raise what you need, not what you want. Again, that's raise what you need, not what you want. What does that mean? It means raise just enough to make it to the next big milestone. And don't just start saying, I want to raise 5 million or 10 million and come up with numbers that would be more than sufficient for you to grow your business 2, 3, 4 times over the next several years. That's not necessary. The reason being, as you reach different milestones, the valuation or the value of your company is exponentially significant. It's way bigger. So why give away so much of your company now when you can give away less for more? I'll give you an example. You can give away 10% for $1 million today, or you could give away 5% for $3 million in 2 years. Just because you have reached these milestones, investors have seen that, oh my goodness, they're hitting their markers, they're growing, the market is attracted to them, it's, you know, responding to them very, very well. This is a good company. This is a good investment. Let's invest more. Valuation of your company goes out the roof. That's what you want. So you don't want to start giving away everything at such a low valuation when you know you're going to be doing so well and you can give away less. That way you own more of the company and the value of your company increases significantly. So raise what you need, not what you want. I know you've heard those people who have said, oh, we were oversubscribed and all that stuff. Yeah, you were, but you just gave away a ton of your company and now you own less. Not the best place to be. So that's number one. Number two is don't start a business based on an idea. Start it based on something you're passionate about. I've spoken about this in the past. You might have brilliant ideas, people talking to you. There's some fad idea out there, you know, people are all into AI and crypto right now. And you say, oh, I want to get on the bandwagon of AI or crypto. I want to start something there, but you have no passion there. It's just something that's a fad and you feel you have to jump on that bandwagon. That's not the right way to build a business. Build something based on experiential passion, meaning you have a passion in this sector, in this business, based on your experience. And you would almost do it for free if you could. That's what you should base your business on. It could be riding a bicycle. It could be reading a book. It could be traveling. We can figure out and you can figure out how to structure a business and come up with something innovative around that and make money. It is so fulfilling to do something based out of passion than just jump on some idea that someone told you or that you read about. So again, make sure it's based on something that you're passionate about. Your business should be a passion project, not something you just want to do when you wake up and you're not even happy to start working. Number three, not everyone will get your vision and get your idea. Simply put, when you talk to some people about your idea and your business, they might not see the value. They might not see what you see. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you need to abandon your idea. Now, if everybody thinks your business idea is terrible, that's a totally different case. But if just a few people don't get it, don't abandon your idea. Many people didn't even see Van Gogh paintings as something significant. There was even a point in time where some major bottling companies out there, and you know their names, they said bottled water was never going to take off. Bottled water, they said it was never going to be big. We know that they made a mistake because they didn't see the vision. But some people, like you, are visionaries. So you understand that that idea that's in you has legs and can run and do great things. So make sure you don't listen to all the noise and people saying, I don't get it. And keep your tribe of people who get it, keep them close. Because at some point in time, when things get tough, you're going to need them to be close by you, cheering you on. And those are the ones you want. So just keep that in mind. Number four, craft a story that captivates your audience. Each one of us are uniquely different. You are different. I am different. Everybody has their own origin story and story of how they got to where they are today, how they got to the idea they're passionate about today. That is what you should be presenting to investors, to your customers, and to get amazing employees to work for your business. Don't tell everybody you just went to this Ivy League school, you're an A student, you have all these certificates. There are a million people like that, but there's only one you. So tell your unique story and capture the investor, capture your customers, capture employees so they can work for you with your unique story. Go back, go deep, start from childhood if you have to, so they can see how that passion project relates to all you've done. And they can see that you are the best person, you're the best fit person for that job and to own and start that company. Even if somebody else came with all these degrees, they're like, yeah, you're not like him or you're not like her. And that's what I mean by craft a story that captivates your audience. Number five, build your network before you build your business. There's so many entrepreneurs that feel once they have an idea, they want to just start running and going. You know, they just take off. They don't even look back. They're just boom, out the gate. That's a big problem because you need to surround yourself. It's just like you're coaching for a 100-meter dash. You need to surround yourself with people who can tell you how to pace yourself, how to get your muscles warmed up and all that stuff. Surround yourself with a network that can help you with your business. As far as the idea goes, developing the idea, the concept, talk to people who have experience in that sector, who can provide you with wisdom and information and things that you might not have thought about. Because as you build that foundation for that business, if you build it on a foundation based on experience, knowledge, and information from those who have been there, done that, you are building on solid ground. Now, if you think you can just do it on your own, you are building on quicksand, and you will find out very quickly that your business is going to sink and probably shut down. So make sure you build your network before you build your business. Go out there, go to conferences, talk to people, you know, use platforms like foundercenter.com to build that network so you can grow your business very, very well and rapidly and on a good foundation. Number six, your business plan is simply a guide and should not be followed blindly. You need to embrace the fact that you're going to have detours, modifications to how you get to your goal. Yes, your business plan should have strategies on how to make it to your goal, but do not follow your business plan blindly. There are quite a few founders out there that just stick to the business plan. If anything changes in the environment, they don't care. They don't want to hear about it. If it's not in the business plan, we're not doing it. There are things called pivots. There are things called life, you know, where government might change rules. There might be problems with your logistics or problems with a manufacturer, and you just have to keep changing. You have to be nimble when you're a founder and an entrepreneur. So do not stick 100% to your business plan. Understand your business plan is just you writing stuff up with your strategy to get you to the goal. So you keep focusing on the goal, but know that you might need to make detours every now and then and pivots every now and then in order to be successful. Those who just stick rigid about their business plan, they do not succeed, because in building a business, you have to be nimble. Number 7, failure to learn is failure to earn. So failure is inevitable. You will fail at something as you're building a business. But if you don't learn from that failure, you will not be able to earn growth. It's that simple. So you have to embrace failure, learn from it, learn how to reduce the amount of times you fail. But when you do, learn from it. Like I tell people, if you're punched in the face in business, you fall down, but fall down on your back so you can look up and go again. Do not fall on your face. So you fall on your back and you go again. You have to be resilient, and you have to understand failures will happen and you learn from it. And that is how you grow, and you look at failures as opportunities. Now, I also want you to be very successful. So it's not about fail. Because if you keep on failing, that means you're not learning. So there has to be success in there. But when you fail, you learn from that and you earn the ability to grow. And that is a huge impact on every single business. Number 8 is you need to become customer obsessed, not profit focused. I know you need to make money. I get it. We all want to make money. We want our companies to be profitable. That's how we grow. I get it. But did you know that you can't even make any money without customers? Now, so many founders and entrepreneurs jump in trying to ensure that they're making money right away because, yes, you've invested maybe your own money and you want to put money back into the bank account, or you want to raise funds and you're not going to be able to raise funds if you're just deep in debt. I get it, but your customers need to be your primary focus when you start a company and beyond. Amazon, Costco, Nordstrom's, these guys have proven this theory over and over again. Customer obsession is key to growing a company. Profits will come, but I want you to focus on your customers, their needs, their desires. What changes do you have to do in order to keep them with you? It's called customer stickiness. You want them to just be stuck to you like super glue and unable to move or go away because they love your product so much. That's what you need to focus on, and the profits will come. I want you to focus on making sure you're not losing money in the beginning, but don't focus too much on being profitable. You price yourself out and your customers are not happy and all of that stuff. Customer obsession is key in building a good business that will last forever. Number 9, give back and reap the rewards. Building a successful business isn't just about financial gain. Remember, success isn't just about how rich you are. It's about how much you have been able to fulfill that gap in the community. So give to the community, give back. And you could give back with time, money, resources, products, services, whatever it is. Feed your community with your business and with something that you've prospered from, even with your time and advice. Give back to the community and it will come back to you in multiple. I mean, what you gain from helping people around you is way more important than any financial benefit you will ever receive. The fact that somebody's life is changed, you can't put a number to that. That's an impact forever and for generations to come. So focus on doing something good for your community, and it will really have a huge impact on your business and the people that work for you and you're surrounded by. Number 10, you want to launch, learn, and iterate. Do not seek perfection. Here you have it again. Even I've had this problem where one of my companies I was thinking about starting and I kept procrastinating and pushing it back, saying we needed to modify this, we need to add this feature. And it was just becoming feature heavy, never launching because I wanted perfection. But perfection can never be attained. And I learned that even Ford has been around for all these years. They keep making errors and they know that they can't be perfect. So they're okay with it because they make the changes. They talk to the customers and they just say, hey, you know what? We made a mistake there. No problem. We're going to make a change. we're going to update, and that's it. And they keep updating and changing. Guess what? We're evolving creatures. You and I, we evolve. So our products have to evolve. So launching a perfect project or a perfect product or service is impossible. So you have to launch, you learn from your customers, you iterate, and you start again. Launch, learn, iterate. Launch, learn, iterate. LLI. Keep going, keep going, keep going. That is the way to build a business. Last but not the least, number 11, we made it to the end. Grow with your customers, not your dreams. I have had so many dreams of how big my company is going to be. I want to hire so many people, all of that stuff, and just hired people, and then there was nothing for them to do. Do not hire based on a dream, hire based on numbers and true facts. Hire people when you need people, not some fantasy number. Hire based on math. You need X number of people when you have X number of customers. Hire that way. Don't hire based on hopes and dreams. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you've learned a lot from these 11 things I wish someone had told me when building my companies, and I hope it's a blessing for you too. Thank you again, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next podcast. Stay blessed. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Before you take your brain on an amazing journey applying what you just learned, here is what the lawyers are forcing me to tell you, and you know, you have to listen to the lawyers. So here goes. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational and informational entertainment purposes only. I'm a serial entrepreneur, as you know it, and I have a ton of personal experience in the school of entrepreneurship and hard knocks. But I am not a licensed teacher, therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for you to get more information and absorb more from other people. In fact, I encourage you to always learn more and seek out various viewpoints and opinions from people you trust and people who want you to succeed. Remember, it all ends well with faith. Stay blessed and humble to learn, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.